Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Find true love, the perfect job, prosperity, or the road to good health? Science has proven that our bodies are made up of a complex energy system called chakras. These chakras can be tuned up just like a car. Imagine if your car was not running correctly. Would you just sit back and assume it would magically fix itself? If your refrigerator stopped cooling, do you think you would just wait and see what happens, or would you be afraid that all your food would spoil and call a repairman? Chakra clearing and balancing is the same thing. When things are not going right in your life, whether it's your love life, your career, your bank account, or your health, can you afford to just sit back and wait and hope that somehow it will simply just correct itself? Chakra can even help the most stressed out person regain their sense of calm and inner serenity, regardless of what's going on around them. You can get a full chakra clearing and realignment long distance over the phone by calling 1-800-375-3446. That's 1-800-375-3446. We'll be happy to clear and balance all your chakras. Look forward to tomorrow. A chakra clearing does take 1 hour time. We look forward to hearing.
Ladies and gentlemen, did you know that you could be paying over 80% more for your medications than your neighbors? Would you like to know how you could save up to 89% on your prescriptions? Well, you can visit Canada RX Shop Service Centers right here in Central Florida. Canada RX Shops are open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call toll-free 800-967-4582 for the shop nearest you. You can also visit the website at CanadaRxShop.com. Canada RX shops have a friendly, caring staff that will help you save big on your prescription drugs. There's no hidden fees. Their services do not cost you a penny. You don't have to make a road trip to Canada for Canadian discount prices. Remember, call toll-free 800-967-4582. Start saving bucks on your prescription drugs. Everybody's talking about it. Canada RX Shop is doing it. Call 800-967-4582.
Hey, want to be able to talk to me live and have a personal reading done? Visit my website at www.drginny.com. That's www.drginny.com. You can get a personal in-depth reading, or you can check out who's going to be on our show next week right here on Blog Talk Radio at the Christian Psychic Cafe. Don't forget, drginny.com, or call a toll-free number at 1-800-375-3446. Have you ever thought about getting Christian counseling for yourself or a loved one? From time to time, we all have difficulties and we need help to sort things out. Sometimes we may just want an objective person to encourage and coach us through certain seasons in life. Christian counseling can help facilitate the healing process for spiritual, psychological, and emotional growth. Hi, I'm Dr. Ginny. Being a Christian counselor means I'm dedicated to helping people resolve past and present issues. My goal is to help my clients develop meaning and purpose in life, enabling them to make changes that will result in personal growth and development, restoration of balanced lifestyles, and the emotional strength to yield lifelong results. If you're looking for some answers and would like some Christian or spiritual direction, please call me for a private one-on-one phone consultation at 1-800-375-3446. I would love the opportunity to talk with you and help make today better and tomorrow great. Hey, want to be able to talk to me live and have a personal reading done? Visit my website at www.drginny.com. That's www.drginny.com. You can get a personal in-depth reading, or you can check out who's going to be on our show next week right here on Blog Talk Radio at the Christian Psychic Cafe. Don't forget, drginny.com, or call a toll-free number at 1-800-375-3446. And welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Ginny.
And I'm Jessica.
And we want to welcome everybody to the show tonight. It's a wonderful Wednesday night here in Central Florida.
It is, with a little nip in the breeze.
A little nip in the air. There's so much I could say. And please forgive all that brazen self-promotion. That's how we pay the light bill for the show.
So yep.
We have to do that once in a while. But we have a great show tonight. As usual, we're going to be doing our mini angel reading. So you can call us at 323-679-0882. That's 323-679-0882.
See, there you go. I'm telling you.
See, dramatic.
Dramatic.
Love. Get a little. Yeah, I'm very impressed. I mean, gosh, you could be an announcer.
I would love that.
Wouldn't that be cool? You know what I always wanted to do?
What?
Tom MacGyver, you are the next contestant on The Price is Right. Wouldn't that be so cool to
like, just have a deep voice to do that.
Hello. You are the next. You know, when I had laryngitis, I could have gotten
yeah.
there. I can't do it now. That's too bad. Yes, I had that like, Lauren Bacall voice when
oh,
I had.
Oh, you had the sexy
yeah,
voice.
Yeah, you know, and you can sing a certain way,
mm-hmm.
but there were other notes you couldn't even, like, I couldn't do anything high. My voice was gone.
Yeah, I've had that before. And at work, that's hard when you're trying to talk and all of a sudden your voice is gone.
It's gone. It's
mm-hmm.
it's not fun. But my voice is all back, for the better or for worse. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. We're going to have a great 2 hours together. And we're looking forward to doing lots of readings tonight. In addition to that, we have Susie Q, our chat room mom, in the chat room. And she's welcome everybody in there. And if you have a question, go ahead and ask it. She'll make sure that I get it in big, bright red letters. And then I'll be able to answer it live on the air tonight as well. So you can either call in
or go into our chat room. We've had a really interesting week.
We have. We've had all kinds of fun things happening, and it's only Wednesday.
I know. I just can't imagine. And we've got some cool things coming up on Friday and another cool thing on Saturday.
I know.
Saturday.
I'm
we've
excited.
Got a lot coming up. First thing we want to mention is we had talked last week that we couldn't decide really where we were going to go to Dinosaur World.
Right.
Or were we going?
Okay, everyone out there, guess where we went. Can you all guess? Did we go to Dinosaur World? I would like to hear everyone guess out there.
I am still waiting for Dinosaur World to contact me. I have sent them an email and asked them if we could do a 3 to 5 minute interview with them. And so that we can, because there's some questions I have regarding the park, and I think it'd be neat because I know a lot of our listeners like to go, you know, on the weekend with their families. A lot of them are from Central Florida.
That is true.
So I'm waiting to hear back from them. So hopefully they'll contact us back. But what we did do,
we did something really fun.
Really fun. We went to the Albin Polacek.
Polacek Museum.
Museum, and it was awesome.
It was really cool. I used to work in downtown Winter Park right on Park Avenue, and I used to pass by this museum every single day.
Right.
And I always wanted to go there. There's some beautiful statues out front, a big rolling lawn. It's right on a big lake.
Right.
And
it's
thought,
beautiful.
Oh, it's got to be so cool, but I just never had a chance to go.
It was awesome. It turns out that Mr. Polacek was born on, and I actually have this memorized, which is kind of sad, February 14th, 1879. I have it memorized because it was Valentine's Day.
Right.
That was really cool, especially for a man who was such a wonderful sculptor.
Right.
He sculpted, I mean, he did amazing things. He tried to do, like, some of the early Renaissance Roman type sculptures that you would have seen, but he also brought in a lot of, I call it eclectic, because he had some, like, Mayan.
Yes.
He had some Egyptian flair. He also, I mean...
He had a lot of religious figures.
Well, he was. It turns out he was a devout Catholic, and he actually ended up building his own chapel on the property. So here's the deal: not only was he a really good sculptor, but he was very famous, and so he was asked to teach at the famous School of Art in Chicago,
right?
Where he taught and did very well. And then he ended up meeting someone at the ripe old age of, I believe it was 72.
I know.
He had not been married to that point, which led me to ask the question that I asked.
I know, and you have the classiest questions.
Well, you know, I think...
Who thinks along these
when
lines?
When you are talking to the docent at a museum, you should be able to ask questions.
And you're right, and she totally...
She was
cool,
with it. Well, and that was the other thing. We'll get to that in a minute. But here's the cool part. Yeah. Okay. So you know he's a sculptor, and I'm looking at the beautiful sculptures, and they were beautiful. And we walked there. I mean, they were gorgeous. You know, but the male bodies on these statues were phenomenal. I mean, he obviously knew every nuance of the male body.
All the muscles and the legs,
was
the arms,
so
the back. Yeah.
Right. However. The female body, I don't know if you...
Yeah, they weren't real abundant.
No. And so I had asked the girl, since he hadn't been married to the age of 72, perhaps, because let me tell you what happened. He had a stroke. Then after he had a stroke, he married a woman that was many, 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 many years younger than him.
Right.
30 years, some odd, or more younger than him. And unfortunately, she died within 18 months.
Right.
But then he married another woman right after that.
Right.
And I said, well, why would somebody who's never been married for 72 years,
all
of a sudden gets married after he has a stroke.
Right.
Okay. And we toured the house, and it was very eclectic in there, too. The most gorgeous Moroccan lantern I have ever seen.
I know, that was
unbelievable.
The chandelier,
you know, had been converted to a light, you know, with electric lighting. Oh, my gosh. I mean, I loved it. And even some of the candlesticks that he had made had Moroccan flair. That's funny thing. It was a lot of different, very eclectic tastes, but beautiful, beautiful pieces of artwork. And both of his wives, one was a writer and one was also a sculptor. She sculpted. And it was just really neat. But my question was, you know, was he straight? Was he not straight? Only because... he hadn't married till the age of 72. And I asked that question, and she started...
And, of course, I'm going, oh, my gosh, I cannot believe you asked that.
But there was nobody else there because everyone had left,
true.
And we asked her to take us back into the residence so that we could see it again. And we didn't get to see his bedroom, which somehow we missed when we came in.
Because she kind of zoomed right by.
Yeah. And so after she showed us his bedroom, there was one little teeny-weeny bed in there, and it kind of looked like a little girl's room from Austria because all the furniture
the
was painted.
The bed was teeny-weeny.
And he was a teeny-weeny man. So, again, the question,
I thought the question was it was
a valid question.
It
yes.
was.
I will give you that.
Let me tell you, if you saw those male statues, Muhammad, they were hot. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. They were.
They were.
This guy knew every nuance of the male, so that's why I had to ask.
And the women were all very flat chested.
Yes, like they had nothing. And I thought, and that was
which there's nothing wrong with that, but usually statues are very voluptuous,
yes.
curvy. Back in those times, they showed
Rubenesque. Rubenesque period, right?
Right?
So we're looking at it, and I'm saying, do you notice anything? And Jessica said, yeah, all those statues of the women, they basically have no chest.
Right.
And I'm like, and yet all the men, every nuance of every tendon is showing. So that's why I asked the question. And her response was, it's a really good question, and you have to wonder. We don't know the answer
yeah,
to
she
that.
Didn't know
and
that.
I don't know, you know, no offense to his memory
not.
At all. But I just thought it was kind of interesting that he would decide to do that, but also a devout Catholic. And by the way, his mother was very, what's the word I'm looking for? She was not a warm person.
No.
Okay.
But she had many children also.
Correct. But she apparently died when he was the age of, I don't remember. He was,
I think
he was in his, like, she lived to be very old.
Right.
From the time he left his country in his early 20s, he never saw her again.
Right.
And so in all of, he did the, you know, the 14 stations of the cross,
mm-hmm.
because he was Catholic, and every Catholic knows what that is. And in some of the pictures, he painted himself, and he painted his mother's face as
the Virgin Mary.
Virgin Mary.
Mm-hmm.
So that was unique. And
it was different.
You have to wonder what the thought process was there. See, I like going behind the thought.
And
of
she's
what,
going into all this. I'm like, these are very beautiful.
Yes,
well, oh, my God.
And then my daughter says, Mom, is that in crayon? And I'm like, I don't want to say her name. I said, remember, no, of course it's not. You know,
mm-hmm.
and then the woman said, now you might note that some of this is done in pencil and some is in charcoal and some is even in crayon. And my daughter's like, see, you think you don't art? I'm like, oh my gosh, it was really, it was
crayon.
It
was, and you
crayon.
Could see it looked like crayon.
I couldn't believe that someone of his, you know.
Well, I mean, he started out as a sculptor, but once he had a stroke, he kind of turned to painting because, you know,
yeah.
he couldn't get up.
But
like,
he still did incredible statues.
Yes.
His entire, let me see if I can get this right, his entire left side was
right.
Completely paralyzed from the stroke, yet he continued to sculpt beautiful pieces
mm-hmm.
and paint and do all kinds of things. So he was an amazing man. And I tell you, this place was great. You get to see the room where he did his sculpting,
yeah.
The extra wide doors. The house was built originally in 1949, I believe, and it was kind of neat. It was kind of different.
It was a different kind of a house. It wasn't your normal, and all the windows looked out on the lake, which
yeah.
was gorgeous.
Lots of natural light. It was beautiful. So we want to thank them for touring us. We loved it. We highly recommend it. He has over 200 pieces of his 400 pieces that he has sculpted.
I know. Isn't that amazing?
In his home. So they've done a great job of gathering all those pieces together. He was a really incredible man with an incredible legacy. So we want to thank everybody over at the Polacek Museum and Sculpture Gardens, which you'll definitely want to see if you ever get in to Winter Park, Florida, because it's really, really neat. And they do have a website, which is the albinpolacek.org.
Right.
You can go there, or you can call them, and I have their number here somewhere, and I'll forgive me because I don't have it in front of me, but I will definitely get it for you. But they are at 633 Osceola Avenue in Winter Park, Florida, and they are, of course, on Lake Osceola,
right?
Which is interesting. So there you go. So that,
oh, that
was
Lake Osceola? I didn't
that
know
was
that.
Lake Osceola, which caught me because, you know, when
that's
we
not even in Osceola County.
Do you remember whose head they chopped off? Forgive me for going, making this
yeah, Osceola.
Leap. Yeah, when we were in St. Augustine.
Yep.
And I thought to myself, isn't that interesting? I don't know the history of that lake. Now it makes me want to know the history of that lake. Because
so maybe Osceola was there.
With
well, he
lake.
Traveled all over the place. Because
yeah.
his name is everywhere.
Well, I know. Osceola everything. I mean,
yeah.
you know, so who knows. But it was a lot of fun, and we had a really good time. And then we had the opportunity. We did quite a bit this weekend. It was kind
we
of
We did.
I mean, this was all on Saturday. A friend of mine said to me, she said, how do you accomplish all this?
It's amazing what
it's
you
amazing.
Can accomplish.
Because we kind of go and just go. So I have teenage daughters who wanted to go to a CD shop in Winter Park because they sell vinyls. Do you know what vinyls are, Mom? Yes, they're called records.
Yeah, records.
You know, they get scratched in the heat in Florida. They warp.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I want to get a record player. I said, I have one up in the attic. Well, just plug it in. It'll work. You know, they're like, oh, we have a record player. We want to get vinyls. And it cracks me up because they go through this phase. Mm-hmm. You know, my one daughter said to me, Mom, I want to have a real film camera. I said, I've got one. No, no, I mean like a good one with lenses. Yeah, I've got one. I mean, I keep
saying. Yeah, because, you know, all these things they call vintage now.
Yeah.
Okay, these are things we had as kids.
Polaroids is vintage.
I know, and records.
Crappy photos. Come on, people.
What's all that faded? All the records we had.
Oh, I know.
Had we known, I would have saved all of them.
You know, but the truth is they do warp and they do scratch. So my daughter wanted to do the whole camera thing, so I gave her my old camera,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, was a good camera. It was one of those Rebel Canons or whatever, and then then we couldn't find film for it. Remember?
We went everywhere.
So now...
Because nobody uses those kind of cameras anymore.
No, because it's so costly. That's what I explained
right.
to her. You know, you get that vintage look, yes. But that's pretty much the photo you're stuck with.
Right.
Okay? Because you can't really digitize it unless you scan it and do
mm-hmm.
all that. So anyway, so now it was the record thing. We did that. But then we went to Evita, which was...
Evita, right.
Evita is a salon school,
mm-hmm.
and they teach massage. They teach facials. You
mm-hmm.
get certification in hair cutting,
right.
So hairstyling, and also in pedicures and manicures,
mm-hmm.
whatever that certification is. And they toured they toured their facility right over
it
there.
It was neat, too.
It was awesome right there. It's located in considered Winter Park right off of 436, forgive me.
436.
And
if anybody knows
and
where
Aloma.
Full Sail is,
yes.
it's like on the outskirts of Full Sail.
There you go. And they were wonderful people, and I want to say hello to Cassandra, who was very helpful.
She was.
She was really nice, and she took us to this facility, and this is what blows your mind. You know, one of the reasons we wanted to go there is because we're women, and we love pedicures and manicures.
Right.
And we also like things done on the cheap. So the word's out that you can go there for $15 and get an awesome pedicure,
mm-hmm.
and they give you the bottle of OPI nail polish when they're done.
Yeah,
so that
they
you
give
can
you.
Do touch-up, because if you're like me, you find a way to muck them up in like 10
right.
minutes, right? Okay, so we get in there, and she's like, well, I can, you know, I'm not supposed to show you the spa room, but I will. And I was like, really?
Mm-hmm.
Because we wanted to see it all. This place was spotless clean.
And it was crowded.
It was, okay, get a load of this. On any given day, they have 120 students in there.
Isn't 120 amazing?
Students.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. But they were so friendly and just kind. They were just all so nice.
No, we're definitely going
to
go.
So we're going to have to check it out. So anybody in the Central Florida area, check out those two places. I think you'll really enjoy
yeah.
it.
Yeah. You can get a wonderful haircut,
yeah.
style,
yeah.
color, and do the whole manicure, pedicure.
And last, of course, we did Tibby's.
Tibby's, yeah.
Tibby's, which is a New Orleans-style restaurant. We had beignets.
Which I love.
I know. I mean, oh, my gosh.
If anybody likes Cajun New Orleans type
food. New Orleans.
Food, uh-huh.
Really colorful, fun place. Great food. We literally ordered one pan, what was it? What do they call that? Panko flake chicken.
Chicken. Mm-hmm.
And we ordered it, and literally four of us shared it because
yes.
it was so huge. And then we had beignets, and then we were stuffed, and, you know, what can I say?
Well, then we went to the Taste of Oviedo.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Then the last – oh, yes. And, boy, did we have
mm-hmm.
some take on that.
We did.
We tell our listeners what we – that was crazy.
What, were we parked?
Do you want to tell them where we parked?
Now, officially, I did not lie. I want to say all I – okay.
You know, when you go
– well, we pulled in, and it was at the Oviedo Mall. And the Taste of Oviedo, basically, it's all the local restaurants let you taste their cooking at a reasonable price.
Right.
Okay, and it's done kind of as a fair atmosphere, and there's many different vendors, local doctors, businesses, mm-hmm. giving away free stuff. And so it's fun.
Yeah, great.
I mean, but it was so crowded, and we wanted to go. My daughter works at Tijuana Flats.
Mm-hmm.
She was working in the booth, giving out samples and spinning her prize wheel, and so we wanted to say hi.
Mm-hmm.
But we got there, and it was so extremely, extremely crowded. There was no place to park. No place.
No place.
We're talking an entire mall. So Dr. Ginny here says we drive up to the VIP parking. And she says to the kid that is manning it, says, where does the band park?
No, what I said
where
was...
Where does the band
I
park?
I said, is this where the musicians park? Because it said musician parking. And that's all I said. And he said, yes, let me see if there's a spot. Hold on. So he ran over, found an open spot, came
yep.
all the way back, opened the gate, and just waved me on
and
through.
And we parked.
No, at no point in time did I say I was a musician.
You're right.
I never, and I just thought, well, I don't want to hurt his feelings or draw attention that he just let somebody in that he wasn't supposed to. So out of the goodness of my heart, let's go with this, I took the spot, and it was great.
It was
right, a great
right
spot.
Next to everything.
I know. So we got in there, and then the kids were like, you know, my two daughters were like.
And your daughters were so embarrassed.
They're like, oh, I can't believe you did this. I said, you know, well, first of all, I didn't do anything wrong. I
know you did
ask.
Not. You definitely didn't.
I did not. So and I said, besides, we're here to score free stuff. And they are like, what do you mean? And Aunt Jessica, Jessica says, we'll show you. So we started.
Mm-hmm.
And we can scope out the free stuff better than anyone.
And we got lots of good stuff.
We got T-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
We got some really good Dove chocolates.
Yeah.
We got lots of pens because you never have enough pens. But then we also got a couple of toothbrushes. I ended up with 23 tubes of toothpaste.
Yeah, that was amazing.
That was amazing. Crest, too, not some off-brand. It was wonderful.
It was Crest.
And then the biggest, I think, take was we got new shower heads. You got some for your
house? Well, yeah, the City of Oviedo Water Department was giving away
shower heads, faucet nozzles, pumps.
Everything.
You name it. So We literally, and then we had to go to the booth that gave away the free bags because we had so much loot, right? So we ended up leaving this thing with these bags. They were stuffed.
We did.
It was kind of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
My kids put them all out on top of the T-shirt, all the stuff they collected, and took pictures and put it on their Facebook.
Oh, really?
They were proud. They thought we
That's
scored
cute.
Well, so it was kind of fun. So it was a fun time. It was a great weekend, and we really look forward to it. And hopefully this weekend coming up, we're going to be able to get to Dinosaur World if they call us back.
They
so
need
that,
to call. Because I am very anxious if people have not noticed.
Well, and there, you know, I got to tell you now, in contacting them, I got to go to their website and I did do a little research on it. And they've got some pretty awesome stuff going on there.
They've got dinosaurs.
They've got dinosaurs. There's more than one park. They've got one in Kentucky. They've got one, I believe, in Arkansas. And they've got one here in Plant City, Florida. So hopefully they'll give us a call back. We'll be able to go over there and have an interview with them and tour the park. In the meantime, I know we have lots of people that have called in that are looking for a reading, so let's go ahead and get to them right away. And I'm just going to run down the first three digits of the people that I know I'm going to get to while I'm on the phone here. The first one's going to be calling from area code 201, the next one 510, the next one 612, the next one 678, the next one 520, and the next one looks like 1441. So I plan on getting to each and every single one of you and probably a bunch more, but let's go ahead and start with the first one. And I'm going to say welcome, area code 201-864, to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Oh, thank you so much for taking my call.
You're very, very welcome. What's your first name?
It's Rose.
Well, that is an absolutely beautiful name. And where are you calling from?
New Jersey.
New Jersey. And what part of Jersey are you calling from?
I'm in Hudson County, northern New Jersey.
Northern New Jersey.
Like literally 20 minutes from New York City. That's how close I am.
Wow. Now, that's pretty close. Let me guess. Let's see. Hudson County. So you're right off Bergen Line Avenue?
Oh, my goodness. I sure am.
Okay. Now, I could say I know that because I'm psychic, or I could be honest with you and tell you that I used to, my grandfather owned a bread bakery off of Bergen Line Avenue for many years.
That was very.
It was
many
very
years
long
ago.
Time ago. I can only tell you the last name was Salzano. And there
you
were a lot of
New York or Union City.
Union City in Jersey.
Oh, okay.
Mhm. Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's amazing.
And
I'm
I was baptized
in this area my whole life. So, but I don't remember the bakery.
Well, that's okay. It was there. Half of them are in witness protection. They're Italian. What can I say? What's more important is how can I help you, Rose? Now, I've got to also share with you my mother's name was Rose as well.
Oh, that's nice.
So it's a beautiful name. So how can I help you this evening?
I'm just calling it for a general reading. I don't know if you need a specific question.
Generally, on the show, we ask for specific questions because a general read could take up to an hour. So I always ask, is there something that's on your mind tonight that you specifically want some information on? And I'd like to kind of focus in on that this evening.
Let me think.
Now I put
I don't know.
Pressure
money.
Off.
Let's talk money. Everybody's
say,
always interested in money.
One that I know that you would like to have some information on. Okay, so I'm going to ask you this question. Something happened about
2 years, 8 months ago, give or take, that's what I'm seeing, that puts you in a little bit of financial stress. Are you familiar with what I'm talking about, roughly 2 years, 8 months ago?
Well, yeah, I've been out of work, and I've been temping whenever I can, whenever I get the opportunity. But as you know, work is slow, so
right,
I'm not sure if that was two years ago. I've been temping for about 6 years, actually.
Okay. All right. Well, what happened about two years, 8 months ago? Something happened. There was a more of a metamorphic change in your life. That's what I'm saying. And the reason why I'm asking you that is because I see that you've been under kind of a bit of stress since then. It almost seems like it's been building instead of getting easier. The one thing that I am being shown by the angels is that you finally have finally just kind of said, you know, it is what it is. I'm going to do the best I can, and I'm not going to worry about it anymore because the stress is killing me. Have you come to that decision?
I'm not one to stress, really. I'm very even-keeled, and, you know, I don't really get crazy with things. But about two and a half years ago, I was seeing somebody, and he just left my life, and he moved out of state. And that kind of, like, I don't know, upset me, but I am getting over it, and I am moving on. And
okay.
I don't know
and
if you're picking up, but that's I think, what you're talking about, because it's not the work situation.
No.
Because it's been more than 2.5 years for work.
Okay.
So.
Well, that would fit then in the time frame of what I'm seeing, where the what I call stress factor kind of came into play. And I know you're saying it, you don't get stressed, but I can only tell you what I'm being shown.
No, I know. I just try to remain calm at all times, and I'm pretty good at it.
That's actually a blessing if you could do that. God bless you. That's awesome.
Yes, it is.
It really is.
I'm told.
So that's kind of what they're showing me. They're showing me that there was a problem with you getting over this healing, getting through what had happened. I will tell you that regardless of how you tell me you reacted to it, there was heartache involved because you were very hurt.
Absolutely.
There
That's
were parts
what,
you
yeah.
didn't understand. Yeah. Okay. And till this day you don't understand. But you have decided that you're going to have your closure, and you are having your closure. That's kind of what I said. What I mean when I say I see that you've made the decision that, you know, it's time to stop worrying about it, stop thinking about it. Like you're putting it to rest, whatever that situation was. I don't know what it was, but if you tell me that's happened, you know, roughly that many, 2 years and five, two years and 5 months, or 2 years, 8 months, that would fit. So
yes,
what
that's
I'm seeing,
it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. So what I'm seeing is a couple of important things for you for a future here. I see that you are going to heal your heart because that's like really important at this point. We have a tendency sometimes after situations like this to say we're ready to date, but we're ready to date and we still have our heart in that cement prison because, you know, we're so afraid we're going to get hurt again because you didn't see the last one coming, so how do you know it's not going to happen to you again? And the angels are telling me do not, although you did see red flags, they just told me, you did see red flags that you noticed, but you didn't pay as much mind to them as you probably should have. But what the angels are telling you is that you're going to have, you know, you're going to have that person that you're looking for in your life. Now, I got to ask you this silly question. Are you dating someone now?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Are you open to it?
Oh, you're right. I am healing, and I am open to it.
Okay.
Yep.
It's been
a long time, and it took me a while to get this far, but I'm ready.
Okay. I see that coming. But I'm going to tell you something else. Are you planning on taking a plane trip?
No, I'm not, but I was going to ask you if you see any travel. I'm dying to
go on vacation. I do, in August. I see travel in August, and I see a plane trip in August. Now, I don't know where you're going. I'm just assuming it's south, and that is an assumption based on the direction the plane is traveling.
I would go to Miami Beach. That's exactly where I would go.
Okay.
That's
the way
south of New Jersey.
Traveling, that's how it looks like it's going south. So I'm going to say south too. Then that makes sense. But the other thing that I want to tell you is that I see that when you get there, you're just going. It's like you're going to feel like you're reborn. I know that sounds crazy, but it's almost like I'm assuming there's family there because something's going to happen when you get to Miami. It's just going to make you feel rejuvenated. Like you're going to get your mojo back. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, my roots there.
That's exactly mm-hmm. why. So you're going to get your mojo back. And when you come back is when I see you getting into the relationship, okay?
Oh.
That's what I see.
Okay.
Okay.
So there's not a chance of me meeting him there. It's just when I come back I'm going to meet him.
I think that you're going to meet him there? It's definitely possible. But I do know that the trip has to happen before you can meet him.
Okay.
Okay. So if you
Great.
Go down to South Beach and you do some dancing, who knows what you can find?
All right. Thank you so
much.
That was
You're
awesome.
You're so welcome. Listen, thank you so much, Rose, and God bless you. Thank you for calling in.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, that was wonderful. She was neat. That was kind of cool.
She was neat.
You know, my grandfather not only worked there, but my grandmother and my grandfather both were up there. My other
yes,
one
I remember.
And my grandfather worked at the crematory.
Mm-hmm.
And that was quite a story. And we've shared that on the air.
You have.
We'll share that story for a long time again because it freaked out a lot of people. But it was an interesting story. But it was neat because we used to love to go visit Grandma and then go on Bergen Line Avenue and shop because there were styles that we didn't have where we lived.
Oh, really? Because
yeah,
it's closer to New York.
Closer to New York. And, mm-hmm. and it just had a different flair
different
to it.
Different flair.
Yeah, sure. But we loved it because it was stuff we couldn't get, you know, in Roxbury.
I know.
You know, we didn't have that kind of stuff. Okay, let's go ahead and take our next caller. Calling in from area code 510 with a prefix of 395. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Wonderful. What's your first name?
Tasha.
Tasha. Well, Tasha, where are you calling from?
California.
California. All righty. So, let me ask you a question. Do you ever worry about the earthquakes at all?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Okay, good. That's good. Because, see, if you said no, then I'd be worrying about you. Because wouldn't you, Jessica?
Worry about earthquakes?
Yeah.
Probably.
You know,
I think I'd worry more about mudslides.
Yeah, well, mudslides too, because the houses.
Then your house could just slide down the hill.
Yeah, that's true.
Into the ocean.
Yeah, you haven't been to California, have you?
No.
Okay.
Can't go into the ocean. There's an ocean.
No, there's a lot of like little hills all over the place, and houses built on the side of those hills, and they don't necessarily. A lot of them
aren't some.
On the ocean, yes, there are. Tasha, save me, help me. She's giving me the evil eye. How can we help you this evening?
I want to know any messages from my angel.
Any messages from your angel? So you don't have a specific question. You just want to know what message your angels are giving you this evening.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's kind of an easy one. You know, I like I said, I can't do a full read for somebody, but what I can do is I can say to you that the one thing I keep getting right now is they're telling me, the angels, that a little bit you are a little bit bothered by thoughts about what could have been. That there were maybe some decisions you've made or misguided actions you had in your past that you feel kind of robbed you of some peace and joy. And so sometimes you do spend time thinking about that. Is that true?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. All right. So this is what I want you to know. You have got an absolute sparkling new future ahead of you. And I want you to know that leave the past in the past. Take that negative thought that woulda, coulda, shoulda, because here's the thing, you can't change the past, right? Nobody can change the past. Unless they come up with a time machine, then maybe we could change the past. And if so, then I'm going to buy a lot of IBM stock. But what I do know is that they don't have that machine right now, so that's not going to happen. So what I want you to do is to take that and put it in the past and leave it in the past and know that the angels are showing me a sparkling new future for you where each day is going to be brighter. So, the other thing is you've learned from a lot of what you've done in the past, and the angels are urging me to share with you, do not repeat the same patterns. Do you know what I'm saying?
Okay, as far as what?
Well, as far as some of the things that you've done in the past and the way you've made decisions, like some of the decisions they want you to make in the future, they want you to think what's best for you and not to do what feels like fun or right or easy, but do what you know truly is going to be best for you in the future. And I really think that you have an opportunity coming up in the future. Have you been looking at thinking about an education or certification in something?
I'm already certified for a nurse assistant.
Mm-hmm. Have you thought about at some point in time pursuing that and going a step further?
No.
Really? Because I actually see within the next 5 years you're going to probably try going into an RN program. Does that surprise you?
No.
No, it doesn't surprise you because you know that's probably something you would have considered doing, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. So I see that as well, and I think that's going to be a really good thing. So that's what the angels are showing me for you tonight. And I think these are good things and things that are healthy and going to make you happy. The only thing that I will urge you to do is to remember to make wise choices. Don't make an emotional choice that is a feel-good choice for now because it will affect you long-term. Stay on your God-given path, which is to get your career set. And all the rest is going to follow. You'll see. All the rest will follow. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Tasha, so much for calling in, all right?
Okay, thank you.
All right, God bless you. Wonderful. All right, we're going to go ahead and take our next caller, and we do have some more room at the bottom of the queue that we'll be able to get in tonight if you want to call in at 323-679-0882. We're going to be here to take your call. Next caller is calling in from area code 612 with a prefix of 735. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi, how are you guys doing tonight?
We are doing really well. How about yourself?
I'm doing fabulous. A little cold. I'm calling from Minneapolis.
Oh, yeah.
My, you know, it's a little colder here.
Okay.
My question, I have a really specific question, so that'll be good.
Okay.
And that question is, smarter way to go out and recruit people for my business. I'm in MLM, multi-level marketing.
Okay.
And I'm looking to recruit between 875 and 925, which is normal for me. So I'm just wondering what end you're seeing me hit.
Okay. First of all, have you ever seen Mary Tyler Moore? Because I think she was from Minneapolis.
yeah, I used to watch it when I was littler.
Right. Good. Okay, good. Thank God you knew what I was talking about. All right. The next question I have is, what's your first name?
Jordana.
Jordana, okay. Now, Jordana, here's the thing, and it's kind of funny. MLM is really a hard business to be in, and you already know this. You've already been involved in it, correct?
Oh, yeah, I grew up in it. My mom was in multi-level marketing for, like, 21 years, so that's
okay.
How I have been able to be successful in it because I know it like the back of my hand.
Okay. You're going to top out at 1,025.
Oh, tomorrow?
That's what I'm seeing. I don't know how that's humanly possible. I will be blown away. I don't see, honest to God, I don't know how that's possible, but I'm going to give you the number that I'm seeing. I don't know if that, now, let me ask you a question. 1,025 seems almost insane to me, so I've got to ask this question.
Okay, it's really funny before you even go forward. It's super funny because earlier I was figuring out the numbers for tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
And that was the number I initially wanted to hit, but I was like, well, I'm only going to be gone for, like, I'm doing it over 10 hours.
Right, okay.
And I was like, I'll hit for, like, 875. So it's really funny that you said that number because that's the exact number I was originally going for.
Well, there you go. So so I'm going to say don't set your sights too low because obviously the angels feel like you can hit this number too. Okay.
Wow.
So,
that's fabulous because – you know, tomorrow's the end of our week, and then I'm taking 3 weeks off because I have surgery next week, and I'm just trying to close out the week strong.
Okay, well, I actually see that you are going to do very, very well, and that is a big number, let me tell you, because I do know a little bit about multi-level marketing, and holy moly, that's a lot.
Yeah.
So good for you. You must really have the system down.
Well, I think I just am able to relate to people really easily because I don't prejudge people based on what they look like or how they're dressed, and I think I'm pretty friendly and bubbly, so I think people almost can relate to me in a sense, which is great for multi-level marketing.
Yes, it really is. And here's the weird thing. I'm gonna tell you, by the way,
you haven't asked, but I wanted to share this with you. Whatever your surgery is, it's going to go really well. And this sounds really weird, but I'm going to ask you this question because now I just got to. Does it have anything to do with from the neck up?
It does. I'm having plastic surgery.
Okay, I'm so sorry. You didn't have to reveal that. I apologize. But,
No. I'm not ashamed. I'm actually having a few different procedures, but so it's actually split up into 2 days. So one day is my my neck down, mm-hmm. and then the other day is my nose and then my chin. So it's really funny you said that.
Wow. Okay. That's because that's where I'm feeling it the most. So when I feel it, I just kind of come out and say it. But I see it coming out very, very well, very successful. Like you're going to be very, very happy with the results.
Thank the Lord, because my nerves are like on the rocks right now with this.
Yeah.
You're dealing with my face. Don't mess it up, please. Yeah.
I need it. I've got to go sign people up in multi-level marketing. Come on.
I definitely am. It's been a crazy year, but we have our big conference in LA in 2 weeks, so hopefully they'll see that, you know,
mm-hmm.
I'm doing things that other people can't do.
Well, you know what? You're having lots of opportunities, and that's kind of what God wants us to take advantage of, all the opportunities he's afforded us. So I'm really, really glad for you. And I want to see you go out there and just be really successful. And do us a favor, you know, do a follow-up with us. Now, have you ever had any kind of plastic surgery before?
No, this is definitely my first run with it, so it's going to be a little interesting. It's like 10 hours each day, so I'm a little nervous, to say the least.
Okay, well, you know what? You're going to do fine. Just know that. You know that you've got some recovery time there. I know somebody who just went through it, and the recovery time was a little longer than she wanted, but ultimately she's very, very happy with the results. So you know what?
I love it. I'll call you guys and let you all know how it goes in a few weeks.
Please do. We want to hear about it, okay?
I will. Thank you for all of your help, y'all.
You're very welcome. Take care, Jordana. Bye-bye now.
Thank you.
God bless. Well, she was fun. She had a real energy.
She's so bubbly, huh?
Yeah, and then she said that. She's got the right personality.
She does have the right personality.
Level marketing, right?
Wow.
And good for her. And you know, there is an art to that, to know how to do that, you know? And,
I guess.
But she obviously knows how to do it.
Well, she obviously, and if her mom did it, it obviously comes by naturally.
Yeah, good for her. I'm really glad. Now, we've got a question in the chat room here, and let's see. This is from Dolly Mama, who I think we know exactly who that
mm-hmm.
is. And she says, Ginny, am I traveling anywhere soon? I so need a vacation. And she says the 90-minute drive that she makes to college each week does not count.
Right.
So let me tell you what I do see here for you. Gosh, Dolly Mama, I want to tell you I see a vacation coming up because you know I want to say nothing but good, good things. But I just don't see that coming up. But that doesn't mean you're not going to get a break, and you are going to get a break. And my suggestion is when you get this break is, you know, sometimes you can make a vacation out of right where you are. Jessica and I do that on what we call Girls Adventure Saturday every Saturday. We'd make like mini vacation
mm-hmm.
days out of it. We just I want you, and you don't have to spend a lot of money, believe me, because Jessica and I often don't have a budget for anything.
Right.
But we always find really cool, fun things to do, and I know you can too. I think it's just important to break away from the studies for a while and the stress and to say, you know, I'm going to go out and be silly for a little bit. You've got some really neat things going on up there, and I happen to know that you've got a couple of really cool haunted places up there. Why don't you see if you can hook up with a meetup with one of the paranormal groups and go out on one of those investigations? I'll bet you would have a great time. I believe you sent me some information once on one of those paranormal places that I would have just loved to have gone on. So, yeah, I think it's a restaurant now. But that might be a fun thing for you to do, you know, to take some time. And I know you will have the time. Take my word for it. I see that coming. Just take a little bit of time and go to some of these meetups and do some really fun things because I think that would be really good for you. And speaking of meetups, by the way, I just want to mention that last night, Jessica, what did we do?
We went to a meetup. Peter Cannell, who mm-hmm. hosts what is it?
It's a psychic workshop.
Psychic workshop.
Yep, yep.
Developing your psychic stuff.
Psychic ability. Connecting,
right.
Learning how to connect. Yeah, it was It was awesome. And Peter called in last week. He's an awesome guy. He's building a healing spa out in Belize.
Right.
Literally with his own two hands. And
oh, my gosh. It was unbelievable.
It is like Robinson Crusoe. It will blow your mind. It is
well,
so awesome.
Well, he showed us all the pictures from kind of start to where he's at now.
Right.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's an awesome person. He is a shaman. He is a reverend. He's a Native American pastor, ordained Christian minister, medicine man, just an awesome person. And he runs one of the best meetup groups. And because he's been in Belize, we haven't seen him in about, what,
it's been quite a while.
Yeah, but he came back and held a meetup. So we had a wonderful time, and I got to tell you, you want to see something really cool. This is the neat part about being with a group of people who have really, really good energy. When you're with a group of people that have really good energy and they're sharing like a common a gift, because all of us everyone has gifts of intuition, and everyone there not only was using those gifts, but they wanted to bring it out even more.
Yes.
Was, when you get a group of people, we did a meditation circle, but to me the highlight of the evening, I want to say this, is there were a couple of people there. There was Tiger Lily.
Yes.
And her friend.
Oh, something wind.
You know, I knew this.
Native wind.
Native wind. Thank you.
Native wind.
I know his actual Christian name, but
right.
I couldn't remember his
native wind.
Native wind. I was going to say blowing wind, and the reason why I was going to say that is he was incredible. He happens to be an extremely talented person. And Tiger Lily mentioned they had been to a drum circle the night before, Native American drum circle. So he had his didgeridoo, I think it is pronounced.
You know what,
those long wooden things? Okay, so he brought it in, and of course Reverend Peter has a bunch of little drums on his wall, which he took off, and they just did an impromptu, like, and these are people, like, of course, you know.
They're regular people.
I mean, they.
This is not a band.
Native Wind knew what he was doing because he knew how to play it. He plays many instruments. He's a multi-talented person who actually is a graduate of Full Sail, by the way. And speaks three languages and yada, yada, and has his own sound.
But he played it unbelievably.
Yes, he played it like what a. And so we're sitting there, and I did capture it on my iPhone, and I did throw it onto YouTube. So if anyone wants to see it, it's 5 minutes and 24 seconds. Do not stop watching it till the end because it gets really kind of funny and cute.
Yeah.
And it kind of picks up the tempo, and you could feel the energy.
Yes.
It was so
oh,
cool.
My gosh, you sure
go
could.
Go to, I think it's under Psychic Dr. Ginny. It's Psychic Dr. Ginny, no spaces. I think that's how I posted it. And it says Dr. Ginny attends Peter Cannell's meetup is the title of it. And it's really cool, right?
It is cool.
Yeah, it's like so cool. And really enjoyed it. It was a great meetup. Wonderful people. Shout out to any of them who happen to be listening tonight. Really enjoyed ourselves.
No, we had a wonderful time. Got home really late. I'm really tired.
Yeah, I know. We did get home really late. But the whole way home, we just kept saying, that was so neat. And those people were so cool.
I know.
And that
was a great energy the whole night. Great energy.
Incredible energy, incredible people. And it's, you know, people who are very spiritual and people who, I believe in the metaphysical world and understand that there's something more than what we can feel and see and touch.
Right.
They're, you know, you don't find them everywhere, okay? And it's nice to be able to sit with a group of like-minded people and not feel judged,
right?
You know, and I think that's the best part about some of these meetups. And this meetup was exactly that way.
It was, and
it
was
cool.
Great. It was,
and so now we have to wait for Reverend Peter to come back in July.
No, he's gone for such
meetup.
A long time.
Yeah, but he's doing an awesome job, and God bless him.
And we want to go to Belize for sure.
Yes, we do. I think that would be like incredibly awesome, and what he's doing is incredibly awesome.
But I think I need to wait till the bathrooms are installed.
He would get a kick out of that. He would really enjoy that. So so again, another shout out to all the people for the meeting last night. Wonderful, thank you. Was a real blessing. Let's go ahead and take our next caller, okay?
Okay.
This caller is calling from 678 with a prefix of 783. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hello, this is Susie.
Hey Susie.
Hey Susie.
Are
you? It's great talking to you girls.
Same here. How are you?
I don't know. Last couple of days I've been more anxious and nervous than normal, and I don't know why.
Okay. Well, you know, there's an ascension thing going on. You know that March 25th is a significant date in that ascension. You're aware of that, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So it wouldn't be unusual for you to feel a little more agitated now. Actually, we're hearing that from a lot of people around the globe that are having feeling just a little more agitated, a little more anxious, a little more anxiety than they would normally feel.
Oh, well, I can't wait till it passes.
You and me both, because you know why? It gets calmer here when it passes. My calls get calmer, which is a good thing. But you know what? Listen, that's what I'm here for, to help people through things. It's such an honor for me to let God work through me to do that. And I think that,
I know,
you know,
Kenny, go ahead.
No, go ahead, please.
Kenny just told me, he asked me how I was, and I told him, and he goes, well, how do you talk to Dr. J?
See, that's the answer. I'm always happy to help, you know that. Did you have a question for us tonight, beautiful Susie?
Just wanted to see what you had, if everything was on target with my romantic situation. You know, I have to check on that.
Well, let's take a look. I'm still seeing a May date. Now, you know, I did see a May date, and I'm still seeing a May date. I can't tell you who that person's going to be, but I do see a May date coming up on the horizon still. And, you know, I don't know how that's going to happen or how it's going to come about, but I do feel, unless you put the kibosh on something because you want to go in another direction, I feel like that's going to present itself. The opportunity will present itself. Whether or not you choose to take advantage of it will be your choice. Because remember, that's the most important thing. Free will. God gave you free will. Neither I nor the angels will ever affect your free will. So I can tell you about the opportunities that the angels are sharing with me, but neither they nor I will ever attempt to affect your free will.
Exactly. We do know that. And I was planning on taking a solo trip to the ballroom on Friday, just to visit.
And do some dancing.
Maybe a little.
That you do that. That you find someone to dance with.
Okay.
Is that what the ballroom is? A dancing place?
Yes.
I would assume, since it's called a ballroom, that would be a place to dance.
Yes. I actually was going to go and visit and chit-chat a little bit, and don't know if that's a good idea.
Well, all I'm going to say is that we did discover that there was a little bit of deceit with an individual that you were working with last time there. And when somebody feels the need to hide something, that means that they feel like they're doing something wrong, and that means intentions are not honorable. That's the only thing I'm going to say that you need to keep front and center. Keep that in mind, because you do not want to do anything that's going to karmically change your future. And I know karma is a word a lot of people don't like to use, and I understand why. I use karma more in a general term, which is, you know, everything has a rebound effect. And if you're out there doing something that you know is causing hurt or negative upon someone else, then that's
right.
Creating a negative rebound for you, okay? And
well,
the intention always has to be
that.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, it would only
be clear of your intentions. Be clear of what you want and what you're looking for, and then you should be okay.
Okay. Well, that's very good.
Okay.
Thanks, and
then keep us informed, okay?
I certainly will. I'll give
All
you
right.
the up-to-date lowdown.
Beautiful. I can't
okay.
wait to hear what happens.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right? It's going to be good.
Thank
I want to hear what's going to happen in May. You're,
me
you're
too.
Welcome. Yeah. I know. That's the big thing.
Yes,
I mean,
really.
That's the big thing.
I will certainly bring you the breaking news.
Okay. We want to hear it. Take care, Susie, and thank you so much
Bye,
for calling
Susie.
In.
Love you. Bye,
Susie. Love you, too.
Bye.
Such a good person. Such a big heart, huh?
She absolutely does. Maybe she will meet someone on my birthday.
Wouldn't that be so neat? By the way, I just want to mention that Albin Polacek actually died a few days after your birthday in 1965.
What a great memory.
You know, why do I remember? Like, I can't tell you what I had for breakfast today.
But you remember a day that this man that you'd never met died.
I can't share this with you. You know, I've been trying to be more nutritionally sound.
Yes, you have.
And I've been doing a really good job. But I've been drinking, you know, I do sound healing. I do chakra clearing. I work a lot with vibration and sound and sound healing. And one of the things I've been working with is Dr. Mitchell Gaynor. He's an oncologist out of Cornell University. And he's written some wonderful books, and he works a lot with the Tibetan bowls. And so I wanted to do that for my clients, was to help them using the chakra healing, the Tibetan bowls, and the sound healing and vibrational energy. And I was, in reading a lot of his material, I came across some really interesting information. I thought, you know, it's a good time to change your nutrition. You know, we're getting to that age where, you know, probably should have been more nutritionally sound my whole life.
Yeah.
We weren't that bad, though. Right?
Yeah.
Let's just pretend we were better. but I decided, okay, I'm going to change some things. And so, you know, I make a lot of notes as I read his material. Like,
mm-hmm.
you know, I could adapt this and change this and slowly start making changes. And one of the things I changed is I stopped drinking coffee and I went to green tea.
Well, I love green tea.
I have never been a big proponent of green tea, and I discovered that it's almost like my tongue gets stuck to the roof of my mouth. It's like, I don't know, it's not smooth, you know. Could be because I'm not having cream and, you know.
Or maybe it's the kind of green tea you're getting.
Well, I went out and purchased new green tea. New green tea, which is the better kind of green tea. The
okay.
kind that comes in the fun boxes, you know, the with the cute boxes and the cute pictures. And
does that make it taste better because it's
well,
in
it
a cute box?
Well, because it's infused with jasmine, essence of jasmine.
Ooh.
And I love Confederate jasmine. I'm like that person almost inhaling a bumblebee, sniffing it because I love
but
it.
But you're drinking jasmine. Is that the idea?
Well, it's infused with jasmine. There's a flavoring. There's a, yeah. And so you can smell it. Have you smelled it? Here, I'm drinking some now. Smell it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It smells like green tea. It doesn't smell
actually,
like jasmine.
It's really good.
I
and
love
now
green
I'm acquiring
tea.
A taste for it. So that's good.
But see,
so,
I like iced green tea. I prefer it iced.
I don't care for it.
iced at all. You have not care for it.
Well, you know, it was really hard. I had a 35-year coffee habit.
Well, and I am not giving up coffee. There's no way.
I could give it up and never drink it again.
Oh, my gosh. If
I will here and there on occasion, but I have gone to strictly, I do chamomile teas, I do peppermint teas, I'm doing this
well,
thing.
Okay, get up at 5:30 in the morning every day and then talk to me.
Not going
to
happen. I don't even set an alarm. I naturally wake up the same time every day.
Do you?
And unfortunately, and it's a dear friend who I had a reading for yesterday, and God bless her, I was 15 minutes late.
Wow.
Because I actually overslept, and I felt so bad.
And you're usually up pretty early.
And I called her right away, and I said, I'm so sorry. And she said, oh, it happens. And she was running late anyway. Long story short, we had another appointment early this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And it was perfect because we both planned to have our team.
Oh, well, that's good.
Unfortunately, she overslept this morning.
Did she?
She was like 3 minutes late. And she is on the minute always. I mean, on the minute I could set my clock by
now.
Wow. So it was really funny. So it was great.
Well, that's what I said. Because I have to be up at 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
I don't think I could handle life without at least, I mean, that is the first thing I do. I get out of bed and I make a cup of coffee.
Yeah, that's true. And I understand
because
that.
Because otherwise, I'll die.
I used to come downstairs and I used to clog over to the coffee pot, actually slide.
Wearing
my
clogs?
Feet. Yeah, well, actually, my slippers are like clogs. But I will say this. I also, in my zest this year, I don't know why I'm all of a sudden getting nutritional. I don't know why that is.
I think everybody gets to a point in their life where they feel like they need to be healthier,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, that's probably it. You know, we start, you know what it is? The finish line is closer than the start line. I'm thinking, I better take better care of myself. So another thing I'm taking is is something that I've heard. I have degenerative discs, and so I have constant back aches, as everyone who's any listened to the show ever knows. And so it's been a problem for me my whole life because I've had it my whole life. And one of the things I started taking was something, and I'm going to try and say the name and not sound like an idiot when I say it because I'll probably say it wrong. It's called Nopalea. Nopalea?
Nopalea.
N-O-P-A-L-E-A, which, by the way, is an MLM thing, I think. I ordered it direct from the company. But it is, it's kind of cool. It is a, it's like a cactus that grows out in the desert. And it has all kinds of bioflavonoids, and it's really amazing, and antioxidants. And it's
made from the juice of that cactus or from the cactus itself?
From, you're asking, and I don't know. All I know is that I don't know. I'd like to tell you. I do not know. All I could tell you is that it comes basically from a cactus. And then it has some other things in it, like grape juice and beet juice and carrot juice,
okay.
Et cetera. And it's supposed to be a natural anti-inflammatory.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to have to take 6 anti-inflammatory pills a day. And guess what? I am taking 0 right now.
No way.
And I had read about it, and I had read so many good things. And then, you know, you get on the Internet and you read some other things where people say, you know, it didn't work. I think it's a scam.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you that I used it, and I'm loving it.
Wow.
I mean, from day one, I noticed a difference, and I was like, no, wait, that could just, you know, I kind of felt, you know how you feel like you're geared to something, you're driven
to
something?
Yes, I think mentally, if you think it's going to work, it'll work.
I was guided to this, and I thought, you know, I don't ever buy stuff like this, ever,
right.
But this one I bought, and I'm going to tell you it is pretty awesome, and it really works, and I'm buying direct from the company. This is an MLM thing.
This is from the United States.
Yeah, it comes from the United States, and it's called Nopalea, and it's considered a wellness drink made from the Nopal cactus, and it's supposed to have, and it's from the Sonoran Desert of the southwestern U.S. and Mexico.
Okay.
And it says the Nopal cactus has been relied on for centuries by native peoples, and it's now available in this drink. And I'm going to tell you, it's amazing. You know,
I tasted it. You let me taste a little bit. It's delicious.
It's really good.
It almost tastes like strawberry.
Well, it's really good stuff. And you drink 3 ounces a day, and it's awesome. I will tell you this, that, you know, I walk every day, and it's hard when you're in constant back pain,
right,
all the time. And I have had no back pain,
wow,
which is, and so my husband and I were walking the other day, and last Sunday we're like, hey, I said, let's go walk the dog, and we went to the big Little Econ River,
mm-hmm,
and we walked the trails, and we did about a mile and a half there, and then came home and did another mile that night, which is usually going to really tweak me up. Not at all.
Wow.
And I'm like, I'm scared because I don't have any back pain. You know what I mean?
Cause,
like,
well, because
you're
so used to having it.
I'm so used to having it. And I said to him, it concerns me because, like, you know, 0 back pain, it means, like, I'm almost afraid to hope. That
I
this
know.
Could, you know? So now I'm going to buy a case of it. We know that.
And I would. And this is safe to drink every day?
You're supposed to drink 3 ounces a day for the first 30 to 60 days and then drop down to
okay,
no more than 3 ounces a day after that. You kind of see how you feel,
okay,
as you go. I'm not saying it'll work for everyone, but I could tell you I was guided to it, and I'm not normally guided to things like,
mm-hmm,
this, so I tried it.
So you're living proof.
You know, when things happen a certain way, I had a client who had called me and was trying to tell me about this cactus,
mm-hmm,
that her mother was taking it, and she said, it's just really good, and I'm taking it. She said she had swelling of the legs and pains in her legs. So she said, you might want to try it for your back. And I said, yeah,
mm-hmm,
maybe I'll give it a shot. And,
cool.
But I never thought about it again. And then I kept seeing these things. And I thought, okay, I got to try it. So I just thought I'd mention
that. I think that's
that.
Exciting. Hey,
yeah.
I'm a firm believer in, you know, nature.
Oh,
and
it's
yeah,
a approach.
I mean, because all this stuff is put there for a reason.
Well, yeah, you know, it
and
it
I
really
think,
is.
You know, if you learn how to use it correctly, you can be the healthiest person.
Well, you know, I'm always amazed. I sometimes have clients who will come to me and say, you know, I had this issue, or they had this issue, or they had this issue, and they went to a medicine man, or they,
mm-hmm,
went to an herbalist, and they made a tincture that was able to help them with,
right,
those things. And I say, you know, we know these things are out there.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't we package them? Why can't we market them? Why does the whole world not know about it, you know?
Yeah, see, I don't understand that.
I think it's all information-driven. And, you know, I will say this because this kept coming to me the other day, too, and I have not done any research on this, but I just happen to know the story behind it, the backstory. Lorenzo's Oil. We've heard about Lorenzo's oil. All right, that was an oil. There was a young man who had an illness. I don't know the name of the illness, but I know that they said there was no cure and that this child was, you know, unfortunately going to die. And the mother and the father said, no. And so the mother, I believe, started doing a lot of research.
Mm-hmm.
And she was not a biochemical engineer or a pharmacist or anything
right.
like that. She just did a lot of reading, and then she ended up cooking this stuff up on her kitchen stove that ended up, I believe, stopping it from getting any worse.
Wow.
And so now they can give it to kids who have this, who have this disease, whatever that is, this Lorenzo's oil. So, you know, you don't have to be a rocket scientist. You don't have to be a doctor. You don't have to be a, you know, you could be a housewife who just is filled with love in your heart for somebody and want to try and help.
Right.
So use your ability to search and research and use the Internet and find every tool that you can to be able to make your life easier. I just think that's a good idea, you know.
Well, no, I think it's great.
Yeah, I do too.
And I've always wanted to learn, you know, how to use these herbs.
Well, I know. We were going to take an herbalist course at
one time.
We were.
They're just hard to find.
You know, I have taken miniature courses on it. You know, as part of the schooling I went to get, you know, philosophy and the metaphysical sciences, there were some of those courses involved in that. But nothing, you know, there are specific courses that really go into great detail, and then there's one that just kind of, you know, and there's a lot of surface.
Well, just using what nature has. You know, to treat your ailments and
and there's a lot
your physical and mental health,
and
you know?
A lot of it is Eastern medicine,
right?
And that's really kind of important too, because Western medicine is starting now to finally recognize.
I know it's about time.
It is about time. It really is. I want to go to the chat room. There, we've got a question, and the question is: my question for Ginny is: I've heard that burying a Saint Joseph statue will help sell a house. However, I've heard varying interpretations about how to bury him, upside down or facing the house or facing the street. Okay, so I have the definitive answer on it. Ask me why I have the definitive answer on that.
Why do you have the definitive
because
answer?
Because if you were to open that closet right now, you'd find probably three more dozen sitting in the closet. I still do offer them, and I know that you've got one now. And so let me tell you the correct way to do that, Georgia 814. You take the statue, you put him in a plastic sandwich baggie, okay? And the reason why it's St. Joseph is because St. Joseph is considered the carpenter, i.e. house built by a carpenter, and, you know, pretty much. So,
makes sense.
So what you do is you take him and you put him facing your front door. Now, if you have a walkway in front of the door, you're going to come to the left or to the right. And what you want to do is put him upside down in the sandwich baggie, seal the sandwich baggie, and then bury him upside down with his toes facing the front door.
Okay.
Okay. That's what you do. And then there's a prayer that you can pull off of online that goes with it that you can say. Now, this is really important, though. When that house sells, you must dig him up and then give him a place of prominence in your new home. That's how that works. And I can tell you I have used St. Joseph on many occasions to sell many a rental property that we owned that we decided to get rid of. I remember I had one house in a town that I will not mention because I hate that town now, and I could not get rid of this house. And I was like, what is the deal? And so I said to my husband, you need to fly back out there and you need to bury a St. Joseph statue. And he said, you know, okay. So he did. He flew out, buried the statue, and within 3 weeks that house was closed.
Amazing.
Within 3 weeks that house was closed. I had some other properties that I was looking to sell, buried the St. Joseph on them. Don't make the mistake I did. I had a lot of vacant lots. I buried a few, couldn't find them after the snow. I've asked God for forgiveness on this one because someone is going to dig up this plastic statue a million years from now.
But why do you have to bury it upside down? I don't understand.
I don't know.
That.
It's just the way it's done.
Huh.
You know, upside down, toes facing the front door, and you should be good, and hopefully you'll be able to sell what it is you're looking to sell. But I think you'll be able to. Like I said from the beginning, I think price, though, also plays an important factor.
Well, right, sure.
And I'm literally, my house was closed in 3 weeks.
Amazing.
When I did that. And it was one that I was just getting so tired of having to pay maintenance on because, you know, you've got to keep in Florida, that particular house needed air conditioning and all
yeah,
the
that's
time.
That's kind of important.
Well, otherwise you get moldy smelling, you know. So.
Well, and it's hot.
What are you doing with your hair?
I'm styling it.
You look like a cutie doll. You can always tell when Jess is getting just slightly bored. Okay.
I'm not bored. You know what it is? I'm a little tired, so I'm trying to keep myself really peppy.
that'll do it. All right, so have we decided if we don't hear from Dinosaur World, what are we going to do next weekend?
I don't know. We need something else really exciting.
We need something really exciting. Let's see.
We had initially talked about going to the beach, but I think it's going to be too cold. Plus,
it's
going to
be too
bike
cold.
Week.
Yeah, we want to live. So, and not that we wouldn't live if we went.
No,
bikers,
I mean,
but it's just so crowded and
right. You'll
get
run over by
so
motorcycles.
Yeah.
Just driving there takes forever.
So we'll have to decide what we're going to do for Adventure Saturday if
yeah.
we don't hear back from them, huh?
Well, there's got to be. Like, we can't come up with things.
We'll come up with something for sure. You know what we should do right now?
We should listen to some music.
Take another caller.
Okay.
We'll take another caller. I think we'll take a caller for sure. Hi, this is area code 520 with a prefix of 234. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Thank you so very much, Dr. Jenny.
Oh, you're welcome. What's your first name?
It's Lisa calling from Arizona.
Oh, Lisa, good. How are you doing?
I taught today and yesterday, and I volunteer to teach this particular thing, and it was in a location that was far different from any location I've ever taught in, and I had someone else that I invited to teach along with me. They're a paid employee of a company,
mm-hmm.
and I had to give them, you know, I tried talking diplomatically to them at first, you know, let's come across as a team. I talked to them privately. Let's not, you know, if you have something you want to correct me on, pull me aside. Let's make our audience feel comfortable, not,
right.
you know,
right.
and she has a very, she likes to give me commands in front of the people and she'll say things like, oh, my God, what did you do now? That kind of thing.
Oh,
so,
Lord.
This morning I walked in and I it was private and I said, so we don't have any more of that kind of language of what did you do now, let's do it this way, and it just makes the group feel uncomfortable. Well, we got our evaluations back and I have never gotten a few of them I got good evaluations, and then some of them, like three, maybe four, particularly two, really gave me the lowest evaluation I have ever gotten. And I'm just wondering, do you see this? I'll never, you know, invite her to participate in this again. It doesn't work.
Right.
Do you see me continuing on with this? I'm feeling so, right now I'm just so wiped out. I'm so emotionally
yeah.
drained, and I put a lot into it, and I know that's just our own stuff. We can't demand things of other people,
right.
you know, like audience members. They were a hard group. I knew it was going to be a challenge when I went into it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wondered, what do you see from this evolving? Anything positive? Am I, you know, my reputation, too, has something that I'm concerned about, like word of mouth kind of thing.
Okay, well, the first thing I want to tell you is, you know as well as I do, even here on this show, on Wednesday nights or on the Sunday night show, or, you know, every now and then, it gets difficult. You know, every now and then you get an audience, so to speak, who is not your typical audience. And it happens, you know. And I can do the same reads that I normally do, and they'll just say, no, 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 no. And you're like, well, I know I'm on the money. The angels are never wrong, by the way. So something's
yeah.
not right. Maybe, you know, maybe I'm interpreting it a little off, but pretty much, you know, we know what's going on. And so what I will say to you is you always have to account for the audience not being, you know, always the cream puff audience that you're looking for. So that being said, you know, are you going to have off times? Yeah, you are. And any presenter is going to have that. That's going to happen. That's going to happen. If you do this long enough, presenting in front of groups of people, you're going to have, you know, you get this really high-energy people who respond. You know, you can say things, and it creates a rhythm in the room, and the energy is so positive. It sounds to me that you had some people involved that had some real negative energy, and that negative energy just kept, it's like magnets, you know, it attracted more negative energy. It made it difficult. I feel like you held back some in what you were doing. Is that true somehow, some way?
Well, and the thing is that the person that I had invited to kind of team teach with me and was, you know, issuing commands in front of the audience and, you know, running toward me when I would was doing something and she would shout, oh, what are you doing now, you know, in a very negative way. Mm-hmm. I think that also may have influenced some of the, especially the ones that evaluated me very low. And you're right, I'm totally with you on different audiences. And I did expect them to be a difficult, you know, that it might be a challenge.
Right. Well, of course, I would agree with you. And when you know that going in, and I've done a lot of workshops over the years, and I can tell you that I have walked into some groups where you just knew the energy wasn't right, and you're thinking, forgive the expression, oh gosh darn, this kind of stinks because now I have to figure out how to turn these people around. And that's not easy to do, you know, because you just want to go in and present whatever it is you're presenting to the best of your ability and hopefully understand, get them to understand that you're coming from the heart. And there are times, depending on what the energy level is in the room, you can't change that. And you just have to chalk those days up to, wow, that's really a shame, and move on. You can't decide an entire career or whether you're going to move forward with something based on a bad session. Do you know what I'm saying?
It's been very difficult, though, up until now. Different reasons attached to this. I'm kind of going, I don't know, I just wondered if you saw the energy as it being positive, a door opening, I don't know.
Well, I'm going to say I feel like you're going to stay right where you are. I just feel like it's going to get better, a whole lot better. I feel like something's going to give, and I don't know what I mean by that, but that's what the message that I'm getting is, something's going to give. And when something gives, that's it. When something gives, that's it. It gives. And I feel like that will make all the difference in the world.
Wow.
Okay.
You get a feeling of maybe before summer?
I feel like definitely before summer. You're going to get it between the end of May, first week of June. Something's going to pop for you. I don't know what that means, but that's the information I'm getting. Last week of May, very beginning of June. Now, that's a pretty defined period of time. So, like, I could have egg all over my face. So, Lisa, I don't like egg on my face because, first of all, I'm blonde and yellow is not a good color for me. It makes me look sallow. So I'm hoping I don't have egg on my face, okay? So I'm pretty sure, though, that what they're showing me here is end of May, beginning of June. Something's going to pop that's going to create an opportunity for you to move forward in a much more positive way. So I'm going to tell you to hold on, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. I hope this has been helpful.
Well, it's been a good pep talk. Thank you.
You're welcome, hon. Keep in touch and give us a call back, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Okay. We've heard from Lisa. She's a wonderful person. She's a good person, and we really appreciate that she called in tonight. We're going to take a very quick song break here right now, and we'll be back in two. We've got a couple more callers on the line, and we're definitely going to get to them. We'll be back in two.
We both lost sound still in the dead of the night. Although we both lie close together, we feel miles apart inside. Whether something I said or something I did my words not come out right? Though I tried not to hurt you, yeah, I tried. But I guess that's why they say every rose has its thorn. Just like every night has its dawn.
birds singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to be free.
Gotten home from a date, and I wanted the dirt.
We needed the dirt.
We needed the dirt. And every other mother would have done the same thing. Sorry I had to go through songs on that, but, you know, I just wanted the dirt. So there we go. All righty. And on that note, we'll go ahead and we will go to the very next caller, which is calling in from area code 312 with a prefix of 493. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi, Dr. Jeannie.
Well, hi. What's your name?
Tina.
Tina, well, hi, Tina. Welcome to the show. And what part of the country are you calling from?
Illinois, Chicago.
Illinois. Perfect. And have we spoken before?
Yeah, that was like a year ago.
Oh, my goodness. That was a long time. Good. Well, how can I help you this evening?
Actually, I was wondering if you see any changes coming to my life. It could be financial. It could be love life.
Well, okay. Let me take a look here. And see what I can see. Okay, why are they showing me a relationship but a distance between where you are and he is? Did you have a relationship with somebody with a great distance between you two?
I had somebody who tried to come into my life like over a year ago, and because of career, he didn't pursue the relationship, so...
Okay. Because I'm seeing distance. Did he stay close by or did he move away?
He stays like close by. The train ride.
Oh, a train. Yeah, okay. All right. But I'm seeing more distance than that. I have to tell you. I'm seeing something with a distance. That somebody had come into your life but then like went over the ocean. Like to England or the UK, or I don't know why I'm getting that. You probably think I'm crazy, but that's what I'm getting. Like I feel like there.
Wow.
And if this person's not in your life yet, he's going to be, and I feel like he's going to be traveling back and forth, but the distance is going to be a little bit of a problem for you. Can I ask you? Do you work with numbers?
Yes, I do.
Okay, all right, because I'm seeing the numbers, and I'm definitely getting the right read here. I'm getting the right person. I always ask because, you know, if there's another person, maybe another person's spirit guide is stronger and they're giving me information for the next caller, I want to make sure. But I've got the right caller here. I see a person coming into your life. I see a G or a J sound in his name, beginning of his name, G or J, so the J sound in the beginning of his name. Yeah, and I also see that he is going to be traveling overseas. Okay, so that's going to be a little bit of a problem for you. But I see that if you're patient, this thing can work out really, really well for you.
Okay. Can you still hear me, Tina?
I don't hear you.
You don't hear me. I'm the only one who hears
you. Hello, can you hear me?
And Tina and her, unfortunately,
Tina's
now
I can hear you.
Yeah, Tina's call has dropped. I actually...
You were dead there for a minute.
Was I really? I'm going to try. I don't want to say her number out loud. I'm going to try, because this is like I'm a magic person today. This is called, I don't know what this is called.
Houdini.
Yeah, Houdini's.
The Houdini move.
There used to be a way, and I'm going to try it now, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it work. There used to be a way where I could call the person in, but it looks like she's already called back in. So hopefully, do we have Tina live now?
Yes, we do.
Okay, great. Wonderful. You're calling from a cell phone, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, that's why. I think we just lost the signal there. The thing that I was saying to you is I feel that this guy who comes into your life with the G or the J sound in the beginning of his name, he's going to be traveling overseas to UK, England, something like this, same thing. And that's what I see happening. And if you're patient with it, this could work out very, very well for you. I also see, I don't know, who's getting the pain in the left hand, left wrist? This man is connected. Hold on. I want to get this connection. Give me a second, please. Okay, no. That has nothing to do with him. This is somebody coming from the other side. Did you have somebody that passed away who had pain in their left hand? In the wrist area mostly, I'm getting. Pain in the left wrist. Can't explain it, but it is a male and pain in the left wrist. Because he's coming across from the other side. Does this ring a bell to you at all?
It would be my grandfather.
Your grandfather, okay. Let me ask you this question. Was your grandfather kind of a quiet man? More reserved?
Yeah.
Okay, this is the man then. This is the man that's coming across because this person's very reserved, kind of quiet, and you could tell it's a big thing for him to just talk to you. He just wants to tell you to be patient. He's giving the same message I've given many a time. He's saying it will come in God's time, don't worry. And he's saying, but he's not saying God's time per se. It's coming more as it will come when the time is right, when it's supposed to happen is how he's coming across with it. That's what he's saying. And was he a very religious man?
Yes.
Okay. Because he's letting you know, just be patient and trust and keep your faith, and this is going to happen. He talks about how proud he is of you and that you are very successful. In his eyes, you are incredibly successful. I don't know what he means by that. Do you know, did you have a chance to talk with him? Because I feel like he died like a few years back, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So he's just really proud of you. He's saying how your life has turned out. He says you've made some good decisions. And he's showing me a plant. It looks like it's a lavender plant. I don't know what kind of flower it is. I cannot tell you. It's a very light lavender, almost white plant. And he's kind of showing it to me like he'd like to give this to you. He'd like to give this to you. Do you know what that is? Does that have any meaning to you whatsoever?
No.
Well, it's a purple plant, lavender, very light, almost white, and he's gifting that to you. He's talking to me now about a watch. He's showing me a watch. I don't know what the significance of this is, but he is showing me a watch. But he's showing it to me on his right wrist because he gets pain in his left wrist, and so he's showing me that watch, and he's pointing at the dial like the time. Like you feel like, okay, I get it. You feel like time is running out. Like you need to hurry up, right? Is that it?
Yeah, I do feel that way.
Okay, yeah. And he's, like, that's the significance of this message is just enjoy each day. Don't try to race the clock because you never know when your time is up. And that's true. You never know. Like he's telling you, just enjoy the gift of each day. Okay, and he says he watches over you, but he's not the only one who watches over you. There's like a whole bunch of them up there watching over you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there's many, and a lot of times people think it has to be family members, but it's family members or friends of family members or aunts and uncles, etc. But I see there's like 15 people kind of all there, kind of huddled together,
in a nice way, just kind of sending you their loving thoughts and their warm wishes. So know that they're there for you, and that they know that you're kind of just doing the best you can each and every day. But your grandfather is letting you know he's very proud of you. He's very proud. He says you're a very honorable woman.
Thank you.
You know what that means?
Yeah.
Okay. So you understand that message. It means something to you?
Yes.
Okay. Very good then. All righty. Tina, I hope this has been helpful for you.
Thank you. Did you say the initial of the guy is J, or you didn't mention
it? I said it's a J or a G because it has the J sound in it.
Okay. Because I recently met somebody with the name James, but I don't know.
And does he travel for business?
No, but he was telling me he doesn't like the safe anymore. You know, he's so tired of this place. You know, he's thinking he might move.
There you go. Sure. So that, I always find it interesting because, you know, at first when I say it, it's like, oh, I don't know about that. But then all of a sudden the pieces start to fall together and you start to see that it could be this. All I know is this person's going to end up in the UK, and he'll be traveling back and forth. And if you are patient enough, it will happen. He is not the only suitor that you will have an opportunity with, though, however, so keep your options open. But he is one that I feel can really take your heart.
Okay.
All righty. And your grandfather kind of just nods in respect to you and then steps back, saying you're always in my heart and love. So as he backs away, that's the message that I'm getting for you, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. You're ever so welcome. God bless you, and please call in again, okay? Don't wait a year next time, all right?
Okay.
All right. Take care. God bless now. Bye-bye. All righty. We're going to go ahead and take our next caller here, which is caller from the 618 area code with a prefix of, it looks like, 335. Hi, welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi, Jenny. This is the other Tina from Illinois.
Oh, well, hi. Is this Dolly Mama?
Yeah.
Well, hi. How are you? It's been a while.
Isn't that weird that you'd have two Tinas?
Right, back. Two Tinas back to back. Isn't that what they call two martinis? Two Tinas back to back, I think?
Well,
I think you just made that up.
Okay, I made it up. How are you doing, Tina?
I'm doing okay. I wanted to tell you something good, which normally I don't have anything good to tell you, so here's something good. I had applied for a scholarship for this fall. It's for older women, quote-unquote, through this women's organization. And anyway, I got the scholarship. It's for $750, which will help.
Yay! Awesome.
So I was really excited.
Yes, I would be really excited, too. It couldn't have come at a better time, right?
Yeah, exactly right.
The
other thing that happened today was I went and bought a bottle of wine, and I got carded.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. That would have made my day.
How flattering is that?
That is the best news. Okay, see, that is almost better than $750.
Yeah, no kidding.
Because when you are a woman of a certain age, getting carded is like,
I would pay
like
someone
it's your
to card
birthday.
Me.
Yeah.
Can I go back to the line and do this again, please?
Yeah, really. I want to buy 10 more bottles, and I'll just pay for them all separately, okay? That's great. I'm so happy for you. Now, what kind of wine did you buy?
Arbor Mist, strawberry, mango.
Oh,
just
I love
that wine. Yeah.
One of my favorites.
Yeah. We started, my sister, last time we were up there, got a wine called Moscato, which I'd never had before, and it's really very good.
It's very sweet. It's delicious.
Yeah, it's very, very good. And
Arbor Mist is light, so, yeah.
I like the Arbor Mist, too, and, you know, the report came out yesterday. Again, I'm trying to become more nutritionally sound, talking about the benefits of drinking red wine, right?
Yeah.
And I think it's called Resveratrol or something that's in the red wine that causes literally can regenerate cells and actually turn back the time on the clock for
that's why
your
we're
age.
Buying bottles and bottles this weekend.
So one of our next trips is going to be to the Lake Ridge Winery where we're going to tour it, and I'm sure we'll come out with several cases of wine that we can
Southern Red.
Sample. Southern Red is great, and they've got a Moscato too that's really good.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I'm just saying. Tina, how's everything else going out? I mean, I know you're driving quite a distance back and forth to school, as you told us in the chat room. How is everything else going for you?
Day by day. All I can really do is focus on school because that's all I know that I'm supposed to be doing. So,
amen.
So
good.
I have a question about that, and this is kind of in the future, but I'm thinking traveling. I really am. I have a teacher that leads a trip every year she does one in May and one in between December and January sessions to Germany. She's actually German. It's 3 credits, and it would count as an elective, and I'm really trying to see if I can figure out a way to do this financially next year.
Here's the thing. Yeah, I see that if you tap the right people, you'll get that trip paid for. You have to tap the right people. I don't know who. I would suggest some businessmen.
They have student scholarships.
Yeah. Apply. As a matter of fact, I'm going to tell you, one thing I can work really well is the media, so I'm going to say something to you. If you go to the local media where the school is located and say, you know, you're kind of like that story where somebody has to go back to school and decided to improve themselves at a specific age, and the trials and tribulations, and it's just been wonderful, and your big goal now is to make this trip to go to Germany. It's just, you know, and talk about, you know, your husband having been in the service, et cetera, and the situation that's gone on there. You might be very surprised the money that comes in for your trip. And there's nothing wrong with talking about it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You've got nothing to lose, right?
Right, exactly.
I would give it a shot. I'm one of the first ones to say it's a great story. It's a great, and it's a story of success, by the way, I have to say. You know, and you've had a very interesting life. You've had a lot of some really interesting, unique things go on in your life. Not to mention, one of your dolls were just in a movie, correct?
Betty and Coretta.
Yeah, tell us about that.
The movie Betty and Coretta. They used actually 2 of my dolls as stand-ins for children in the movie. It was on Lifetime. It showed during February during Black History Month.
Right.
And then I have another one that's going
cool.
to be in Grown Ups 2, which is coming out in July.
How neat.
That is so neat.
Cool. You realize that's really cool, right?
Yeah. It excites me, too. I tell everybody, go see them. The only thing is you don't particularly know that it's them because I'm the only one that knows that it's them. So it doesn't really matter.
You know, if you email me tonight, I'll make a suggestion to you. Do you still have the email or the letter you got from the company requesting it all?
I'll have to look. I think so. I'll
make a suggestion to you via email. That I think you'll appreciate because that's always a good thing, specifically about Grown Ups 2, which, by the way, I love the first one.
I did, too. No,
it was really, yeah. Isn't that with Sandler?
Adam Sandler.
Yeah. And they went to the place by the lake. It reminded me of my place in Maine, and that's what it reminded me of. You know, everybody gathering at that place, and it was so cool. I mean, my place is nothing like that place, but it's just kind of the whole idea of everybody gathering by the lake house is kind of cool.
The lady that was pregnant, Chris Rock's wife in the movie, then since this is the follow-up, the doll will be the toddler, a stand-in for the toddler that's supposed to be Chris Rock's son in that movie.
Oh. Cool.
That's neat.
So cool. I mean, that is really, really neat. You know, we've had a lot of connections lately to Hollywood, and to a lot of actors, producers, writers. I mean, it's just been a lot lately. I don't know why, but it just seems like lately, left and right, it's been coming. So I don't know what that's all about, but hopefully, I could tell you when they start making more movies, that means the economy is good because that was one of the things that really stopped going. So I guess we are on the ride up. I think we are, by the way. So that's a good thing. Tina, it's always so delightful to speak with you. Do what I suggested. I think you might be surprised what might turn up. Okay.
All right, I will do that.
All right. Well, God bless you. Thank you so much. And by the way, I still have that little teddy bear you sent me. You know. You remember the last one? Yeah, I still have it. And I have it in a very special place, so I want to thank you again for that. It was very thoughtful of you.
You're very welcome.
All right.
God bless you, honey. You take care. Thanks so much
good
for
night.
Calling in. Good night, Mel. She's a very, very special woman to me.
Wow, and her dolls are stars.
And her dolls are stars, and she made me an awesome doll.
I remember that.
That was, she is a, she's kind of a play on what I do.
Mm-hmm.
She made her, she's an angel, she's a gypsy that converts to an angel.
Yeah, that's cool.
She's really cool, you know
she's
my doll.
She's beautiful.
Yeah, she's a gorgeous doll. Just, it looks like a little person.
Yeah.
You know, her dolls are
absolutely. Well, and obviously, if they're using a doll for a, to stand in
yeah,
for a
I mean, they
person.
They're incredibly lifelike.
Must look very lifelike.
She's had a very interesting life, and I think her story is one that should be told, and I think if it is, I think that if there's any grant money or scholarship money, and a lot of times, you know, you, I won't mention any names, but we happen to know somebody in Winter Park who, mm-hmm. for local kids, will kick out money for educational
yes.
items.
Mm-hmm.
It's surprising when people read those stories, they get behind people like
they
her.
Do.
So I really hope she does that. That would
well,
be great.
Well, and I think, you know, going back to school at a later time in life, it's hard,
God,
you
no.
know, and people aren't necessarily as supportive as they should be, and I think it's an awesome thing to do.
I agree with you.
I mean, it's never too late to, you know, start your career. It's never too late.
I totally agree. I think that if you can go back to school, because it's funny, you know, a lot of us, we'll think, oh, I don't want to go back to school now. It's, you know, I'm 25, and then they hit 35, and then they hit 40, and they're still thinking in their 40s. So I want to go back
mm-hmm.
to school. They will think, oh, well, I might be 50 when I graduate. By the time I get through all the night,
yeah,
but
then what?
But then when people hit 50, they think, oh, I should go back to school because, you know, why not?
Right.
But then I might be 60. You can't think that way. You know, I mean, I take classes, you know that,
mm-hmm.
and I'm constantly taking classes online all the time.
Yeah.
I'm reading everything I can. I downloaded another book today that I'll be reading in the next few days, and I'm constantly trying to increase my knowledge, and everyone should do it, don't you think?
Yeah, and I have actually been thinking for a long time about going back to school.
Yeah, and I think you should, and I think it's a great idea. And you know, Tina's a great example of what
she
can
is
be
a great example.
She's a social worker, and she wants to get her master's so that she can become
good
a
for
counselor.
Her.
And
for
she
her.
Will make the most awesome counselor because she is the most compassionate person you can ever meet.
Wow, and that's the kind of people you want to be counselors.
Exactly, exactly those kind of people. You know, people who really care, people who, you know, honestly, people who when you sit with and you talk to, you feel that they really care about what you have to say.
Right.
You know? I want to thank everybody for calling in tonight. We're getting to that time where, unfortunately, I won't be able to do another reading because I just won't have time to do so. But I want to thank everybody for listening to the show tonight. We've enjoyed doing it.
We have. It's always so much fun.
It really is so much fun. And I'm sorry I had to take those song breaks, but any of you who have teenage daughters, you know when they come in from a date, you got to do the Q&A.
You have to catch her at the moment because after that, your information is gone.
Right, because suddenly they don't remember anything.
Well, right. Or they choose not to tell
right.
you.
Now, what she didn't know is that we have a security monitor in this office here, and we made sure the porch light was on, and we were watching when she came in, so we knew exactly when to take that song break. I'm not an awful person. I'm a mom. Now,
you're a mom. Absolutely.
So she finally figured that out, though.
Well, you know, she's
yeah.
got the gift, too.
Yeah, I know.
She
sure does. So God bless her. But we enjoyed it, and we hope you'll join us next Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for another edition of the Christian Psychic Cafe. And we hope to be able to tell you about our wonderful adventure at Dinosaur World. And we're hoping that they do contact us. So we
I think
go
they
in
need
do a short
to.
Interview. Let's hope they do, because we really want to go out there and I just think, you know, there are 150 dinosaurs out there.
Wow.
That's much more than I anticipated. I think this will actually be pretty cool. I know I wasn't looking as much forward to it,
that's
but
me.
I really am now, and I'm kind of
and
hoping
I love dinosaurs,
out.
And it's going to be fun.
And it's going to be fun, fun, fun. And every English teacher loves you to use the word fun in their papers. Everybody take care. Have a very safe and happy week, and we'll see you next Wednesday night. God bless you. Take care.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.